Hey everyone, this is the Outlaw John Rocha with Steve Morris.
Hello.
And we are doing one of our kind of live previews here for the live show that's happening this week, 4 p.m. PT, this Friday. And the topic for our live show is critics versus fans. The debate has heated up again after Shazam and Ant-Man 3. And recently, A.O. Scott of the New York Times, a critic that I personally loved and read for numerous years at the New York Times, he has retired as a film critic to go back to being a food critic and walked away from this because, in part, of the rabid toxicity of fandom, of the fandoms. So Steve and I are going to have a discussion about whether film criticism is dying.
I can't wait to have this conversation because I think, because in a way, like what you and I have been doing for the last 7 years is film criticism on a deep level. So yes. I think there's a lot to say, and you know how I feel about the toxicity I see out there in the world. And I'm really looking forward to this conversation on Friday.
I agree, because it's something that I'm intimately connected to, as I know many people who are critics, legitimately strong critics. I am still somewhat of a new critic, but seeing a lot of them struggle with some of the interactions with the fandom, some of the from all kinds. I'm not even selecting any, just all across the board, any fandom, the toxicity they encounter when they don't like a movie, and then seeing critics and pundits step forward and say, ignore the critics. The same people who are in the sphere with these critics saying, ignore the critics, go and see these movies. If you want these films to be made, you better go and see them, or else no, they're going to stop making them and then you won't get them anymore. When in my opinion, and which we'll talk about further in detail in the live show, is that if you keep saying that it's okay to make medium or mid-level films, that's all we're going to get. And that's also going to lead to the death of the superhero film genre or the fantasy film genre or whatever. And I hope we explore not just this film criticism dying, but are fandoms possibly in danger of dying because of their own behavior? Are they in essence taking their own arsenic when they think they're fighting the good fight, possibly unknowingly destroying their own fandoms down the road because we might get less and less quality type of entertainment to entertain those fandoms?
And that's why I'm really looking forward to this conversation. And another conversation, by the way, that we just had, which will only be available on Patreon, is John wanted to talk about AI. And we're going to record a nice little Patreon short. Our shorts usually last 10, 20 minutes, maybe. Yeah. Sometimes they go as long as 30, and we call them a medium. This was neither of those. We had a 50-minute intense conversation. It's one of the best conversations we've had on Patreon in a long time. So that's patreon.com/thecinephiles to hear us go off and be terrified about AI.
Right. So there's no movie for you to buy this week on cine-files.net. There's no movie for you to buy, but I would encourage you all to read the A.O. Scott retirement from February in the New York Times, so you have a little bit of a base level of understanding of where we're both going to be coming from in this conversation live at 4 p.m. PT this Friday on the Cinephiles YouTube channel. Join us, won't you?